The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. Who are the navigators? How have the navigators' ministry impacted a leader in Hawaii toward fulfilling the great commission of Jesus Christ? Jesus said in Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know the one who loves you, no matter what you're going through, what you're facing, no matter where you've been or what you've done, there is always hope in Jesus. Why? Because Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ reaches out to you. Will you turn to Jesus? Will you turn from your ways and turn to God's ways? That's called repentance. And open your heart. Receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Follow the way of the Lord. That's our prayer and our hope. Our guest today, Ron Kam, and his wife Jean are on staff with the Navigators at the University of Hawaii. Ron is a tent maker and has a full-time job in the corporate world. His strong calling is to the ministry of discipleship and has endured for decades with the Navigators and at Honolulu Christian Church. Ron, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. It's good to be here with you.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up from the Valley of Manoa, I was born and raised there in a lovely valley and just enjoyed life growing up in that valley.
Well, you talk about the valley. Some people will relate with you as you speak. They can envision where you were, what it was like, but share more. What was it like? Give us more detail. Why the love of the valley?
Well, I was raised with a wonderful family, a typical Asian family in the valley, and we enjoyed the beautiful scenery of the valley itself and the community center and lots of friends, you know, growing up enjoying baseball, Little League, and et cetera. It was a very good family. We weren't religious. We weren't spiritual at all, but my parents raised us with good values and morals.
Who would you say influenced you most, Ron, in your growing up years?
Well, good question. I can think of my parents, obviously. They modeled very good manners and morals. Again, we weren't religious, but they were very considerate of each other. I had a brother, older brother, and two younger sisters, and we all got along very well. Coaches throughout the years had an influence, and teachers. He went to Manoa School and Stevenson and Roosevelt High School. So I'm grateful for all the different teachers and coaches that played a good part in my upbringing.
Your spiritual journey, your journey of faith, how did you, Ron Cam, become a follower of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I was not brought up in a religious family. My great-grandfather came from Japan, and he had a shrine in his house, and he would burn the incense, and I just thought it was kind of mystical and weird going to the house smelling that incense. Again, never went to church as a young boy. The thing that really changed my life was I was a sophomore at Roosevelt High School, and my teacher gave us an assignment for extra credit. He was a biology teacher, and he said, I guess back in those days you could do that, but he said, if you want extra credit, he told the class, go down to the HIC concert hall, now called Blaisdell, and hear the speaker and write a report, and you can get extra credit. And I wasn't the greatest student, so I thought, yeah, I need this extra credit. So me and my friends, I drove that day. I was 15 years old, went down to the concert hall. And as I entered the concert hall, there was music going on. And I thought, I like music. This is interesting. But soon after the musicians went off the stage, this man came up to stage. His name was Hal Lindsey. And he started to share about Jesus Christ and that he loved me, he died for me, and wanted to know me as a personal friend. And I thought, that's really interesting. I've never heard of that. But I thought, if there is a God, and if he loved me and died for me, I want to know who that is. So that was the beginning of my spiritual journey. exactly.
Fame.
So I was sitting in the balcony, and he said, if you want to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you can pray and ask him to come into your heart. And again, I thought, well, if there is a God, I'd like to know who it is. So right in the balcony of the HIC concert hall, I prayed something like this. I don't remember the exact words, but I said, Jesus, I'm not too sure who you are, but if you are who you said you are, please come into my life and help me to be the person you want me to be. And Hal Lindsey said, if any of you said that prayer, you can come up to the front of the stage and receive a free Bible. So I turned to my friends on my right and I said, hey, you guys want to get a free Bible? And they said, no. I turned to my friend on the left. I said, hey, you want to go up and get a free Bible? And he said, no. And me being part Chinese, free is a good deal. So I said, I'm going to go down and get my free Bible. So I went all by myself down to the front of that concert hall, got my free Bible. And we drove back to the valley, Manoa Valley. I drove into the pavilion, and there's this open parking lot there. And I was in the front seat, turned my Bible open to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I was like, wow, this is an amazing book. Not too sure what my friends was doing in the back seat or in the passenger seat, but I was just mesmerized by this book.
What was it, Ron, that mesmerized you so much?
Well, I've never read the Bible before. This is the first time ever opening the Bible. And knowing that there was a God who created the heavens and earth, I was like, this is amazing. Is this true? The sad thing, though, Danny, is that free Bible was the extent of my follow-up. Here's your Bible. And the problem with that was that my zeal, my desire for learning just quickly evaporated because I knew nothing about the Christian life. I knew nothing about prayer or me needed to go to church and have fellowship or even, how to read this Bible. But about 6 months later, I went to another evangelistic event at the Waikiki Shell. And at this time, an evangelist called Bill Glass, he was a former NFL football player turned evangelist, he was sharing the gospel at this event at the Waikiki Shell about 6 months after. And my cousin Martin Hironaga and I were there on the grass, and we heard the gospel, and our hearts were pounding, and he had an altar call, And we both went up to the front of the show with a lot of different people, and I realized there were a lot of counselors going up. But the thing that they did different at this crusade was all the counselors took us in the back of the show, and me and my cousin were paired up with navigators. They shared the gospel. And I said, I made that decision for Jesus about 6 months earlier, but the difference is there, he's put me into Bible study. And for the next 3 years, I was discipled by a navigator, which made all the difference in my spiritual journey, my spiritual maturity. And that's why my passion today is to help people to grow, not only come to Christ, but to grow in spiritual maturity from that point on.
So here you are, well, at that time, 15, 16 years old. So from then till 18, 19 years old, you were discipled.
Absolutely.
By a navigator.
Yes, a navigator took me by the hand, taught me how to pray, taught me how to memorize the Bible, taught me how to share my faith, taught me how to have fellowship, taught me how to have a quiet time. He took me by the hand week after week and just discipled me and poured in and invested his life into me. And again, that made all the difference in my spiritual life.
Someone is listening and saying, Ron, Danny, what is a navigator? Before our break, just a quick snapshot. What is a navigator, Ron Cam?
Well, that's a good question. I would say a navigator is, what's typical of a navigator is a person who loves Jesus, but is wanting to be involved in spiritual reproduction, spiritual multiplication, like the 2 Timothy 2:2 verse, where Paul is saying to Timothy, hey, the things that I taught you, invest in faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And so taking the commandment and the great commission of Jesus and making it practical, one-on-one, you know, life on life. And that's really the heartbeat of the navigators.
You're listening to Ron Cam. Ron and his wife, Jean, are on staff with the Navigators at the University of Hawaii. When we come back, you're going to hear more. You want to find out more about the Navigators, go to navigators.org. Navigators.org. The Navigators is, as Ron so clearly and descriptively explained, is a ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus and helps people grow in their relationship with Him through life-to-life discipleship, creating spiritual generations of believers. We have one of the Navigator leaders in studio with us today. His name is Ron Cam. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Since its founding in 1933, the Navigators have upheld the mission to know Christ, make him known, and help others to do the same. You can hear more about the Navigators. You can find out more at navigators.org. But we have Ron Kam, who is one of the leaders there for the Navigators at the University of Hawaii. Ron, take us back. 1933, things started. Who was the founder? What kind of background did he have?
Yeah, so the founder was Dawson Trotman. He was an ordinary guy who came to Christ, and he had a passion for helping people grow. And it came up because of a situation. He was, again, like evangelist at heart, and he wanted to really share the gospel. So he picked up this hitchhiker one day, and this hitchhiker was swearing and using God's name in vain. And he shared the gospel with this hitchhiker who came to Christ that day. And so he dropped him off wherever he was going. And the funny thing is that about a year later, he was going down the same road, and he picked up another hitchhiker. And this guy came in his car again and swore and used God's name in vain. And he realized this was the same person he picked up a year earlier. But there was no evidence of any kind of change in this person's heart. So this is where Dawson's had the conviction of, we need to help people grow and follow them up in their walk with the Lord after they come to Christ. And so he devised this whole program of follow-up. Today we call it discipleship or mentoring. But that was the beginnings of the Navigating Ministry in the founder, Dawson Trotman. And yeah, so that's how it started.
So the name Navigators, it has a type of naval connotation. I remember years ago, it may still be, but the Navigator wheel.
Yes.
Could you describe some of that and maybe how things have evolved over the years in terms of the discipleship framework?
Right. So Dawson, at that point, he started to turn his heart towards the military ministry and naval officers and naval people in the military. And he would disciple them and share the gospel with people in the military. And he found that when these naval military men went off to deployment, off to sea, that they kind of lost their religion. They kind of lost their faith. So he would devise these scripture memory cards that they could carry in their pocket, in their cigarette pocket, to help them on their journey as they're away at sea for months and months, however long they were away, so that their Christianity would be so close to the heart as they memorize these verses. And so he devised a lot of different tools, including the wheel. The wheel is a very common navigator tool that we use, where you have Christ the center, the hub, which is the most important part. And the outer rim is the obedient Christian in action. And then there's four spokes, right? The vertical spokes, the word and prayer, describes our relationship with God. And the horizontal spokes, fellowship and evangelism, is our relationship with man. So this wheel shows the basic disciplines that any good Christian should be involved in their Christian journey.
What kind of relationship did Dawson Trotman have with evangelist Billy Graham?
That's a good question. So early on, Billy Graham in his crusades, many people were coming to Christ. And so Dawson Trotman was a contemporary with Billy Graham. And Billy asked Dawson three times. He said, "Billy, I got all these people coming to Christ and I can't sleep at night because we need help." And Daw said, "You know, Billy, I'm so busy with my own ministry, I have no time." And so the third time when Billy asked Dawson, he said, "Dawson, you got to help me. I got all these people coming to Christ in the Crusades, and Dawson said, I'm just so busy. I don't have time. And Billy Graham said, Dawson, who else is majoring on this thing called discipleship? And so at that point, Dawson said, okay, he loaned several Navigator staff to the Billy Graham Association to help them with the follow-up programs.
That has always been a real challenge, Ron, when it comes to large-scale crusade-type evangelism. We see the sea of people coming forward, and the question always is, reverberates a year later, where are they? And we come back to this very issue of what Dawson described and what you experienced. Hal Lindsey and Bill Glass with the Navigators. In what ways did the Navigators influence your spiritual formation?
Well, in several different ways. Obviously, it helped me to grow and establish my faith, like Colossians 2, 6, and 7. Yeah, once you've come to Christ, we have a convert. We're happy, but we're not satisfied. We're happy that a person comes to Christ, heaven rejoices. You know, the angels rejoice that one person comes to Christ. But we're not satisfied because Jesus wants that person to develop in total maturity in Christ, to be perfect in Christ. And that's a process. And I would surmise that it's not something that happens by accident. It's an intentional process by taking a person from a convert to a disciple. Colossians 2, 6, and 7 says to be rooted and grounded in the faith, right? And you think of a tree whose roots is going down deep into the earth to get the water and nourishment it needs so that it can be fruitful. Well, every young Christian needs to have that basics of the Christian life rooted and grounded, the word, prayer, fellowship, witnessing, Christ the center, and obedience. But when a person becomes a disciple, we're happy, but we're not satisfied either, because God wants us to be disciple makers. He says, go and make disciples, not go and be a disciple. So it assumes that you are a disciple, but now you can make disciples. And I think of it as the arrows start to point outwards rather than inwards. In the establishing process from convert to disciple, it's about, you know, growing deeper. So the arrows are kind of pointing inwards. But there's got to be a change where the arrows start to turn outwards and we start to influence people. We start to mentor people. We start to disciple people and give ourselves to other people.
Who were some of your mentors, your Navigator mentors?
Right, so I had several. Obviously, when I first came to Christ, this gentleman called Matt Pickard, he's a great friend, still keep in touch with him. He's in Seattle. And he was the one who initially followed me up for several years, three to 5 years. He spent time with me. When I graduated from college, I went to Japan with the Navigators on staff and was there for 2.5 years. Helping the campus ministry in Osaka, Kansai Daigaku, to reach the lost and to disciple people. And so I had a Navigator staff there. His name was Noriaki Sugimoto, and he poured into my life at that point. In 1985, I came back home, and the local Nav staff at that point was Ron Holacek. Now, the Lord has taken him home, but Ron and Patty Holacek were part of the Nav staff team here in Hawaii, and he poured his life into me at that time. So currently, I meet every quarter with Dr. Jerry White. He is the former president of Navigators, and he still mentors me. I just try to glean whatever I can from his life. He's in his 80s at this point, but he's still reaching the lost and building up the saved.
Spending time with me. That's what Ron Kam says of the spiritual mentors that God has placed in his life from the Navigators, Matt Pickard, Noriaki Sugimoto, Ron Holacek, and now Dr. Jerry White. You're listening to Ron Kam. You can find out more about the Navigators at navigators.org. When we come back, Mentors, yes. What about some lessons learned? Not many people have the privilege of sitting under Dr. Jerry White and others whom Ron has had the great privilege of being with. The Navigators is focused on developing disciples person by person by person and encouraging spiritual growth across life stages. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
A disciple is someone who believes in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, intentionally learns from him, and strives to live more like him. The Navigators describe this. Discipleship means intentionally helping people learn from and live more like Christ by praying for them, spending time together in His Word, walking alongside them in everyday life, and equipping them to do the same with others. Ron Kam is, well, we could say he is one of the first generation from the Navigators organization, having been mentored by those who were contemporaries of the founder, Dawson Trotman. Ron Kam joins us today. You can find out more about the Navigators at navigators.org. Hey, look, if you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, this program is yours for free. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, download it, and of course, as I say, share it with a family member or a friend. So Ron, in your position, unique in the organization, what lessons have you learned from some of these mentors that the Lord have placed in your oversight or overseeing you?
Right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of lessons. The first Navigator rep that was here, Cease Davidson, when I came to Christ in the mid-1970s, he was a contemporary with Dawson Trotman. And he would model such a heart of serving. It was a valley that was throughout the whole ministry. Everyone would have a heart to serve and love one another. And that really impressed me when I came into experienced this ministry for the first time is these guys are such loving, serving people. But the other thing that I really saw in Cease's life was the focus on generations. He would pray over Isaiah 58, where he talks about, you know, the next generations, and he would claim promises from Genesis 12, like, you know, God told Abraham, you shall be a father of many nations. But they would be claiming God's promises for people's lives, for the lost to come to Christ and to have a generational impact in next generation. So that is kind of the environment I grew up as a believer, thinking that it's not just all about me, but it's about having an impact for God's kingdom, as broken vessels as we are, that God can use us and bless people. So that was the foundation of my involvement with the Navigators.
A word or phrase, sort of a flash round here, okay. Ron Kim. When you think of these names, a word or phrase that come up within your heart. Matt Pickard.
Matt Pickard, I would say he was a model. He was a model for Christ. He showed me, not just taught me, but he showed me how to live the Christian life.
Noriaki Sugimoto.
Sugimoto had a heart for the Word of God. The Word of God was a passion for him. He'd be reading, studying, memorizing, preaching. It just flowed and oozed out of him. The Word of God.
Ron Holacek.
Ron Holacek was a tremendous trainer and developer of people. He would be pouring his life, like Jesus and Paul, into others and helping them in their ministry, not just trying to build his ministry, but he was helping us to build our ministry. So he was investing and pouring his life so that we could be successful in ministry.
Dr. Jerry White.
Boy, Dr. Jerry just amazes me, even at his age, as 80 years old. And, you know, he's a general in the military. He's a doctor. He's an author. But he has a personal ministry everywhere he goes. He travels the world, even today, all over the place. But you would hear story after story after story of the individuals that God has put in his life to influence. Yes, he's a renowned speaker and a sought-after leader, but he has this personal discipleship ministry going on in the midst of the tremendous busy schedule that he has.
With such richness, I can see the depth of the tugging on your heart because of the blessing that God has given to you, Ron. How have you and Jean grown as a married couple through your work with the Navigators?
That's a great question. You know, talking about marriage, the thing that really attracted me to Jean was not only her love for Jesus, but she was going in the same direction as me. Jean was a gal from high school and college time who was giving her life away, investing in other women. And I would say the two important things when you're looking for a spouse is that they love Jesus more than love you, and they're going in the same direction. So Jean and I are on this trajectory and journey of leaving a legacy to the next generations, and we're just totally on the same page. You know, we're just trying to give our lives away to others. Our children, obviously, first, now our granddaughter. But to college students, we want to invest in the next generation together because we know that we won't be here a long time more. You know, we're in our 60s already. So maybe we have 20, 25 years more or so. So we want to invest in the next generation.
So following up on that and pressing a little bit further, Ron, how do you integrate discipleship with your leadership role at Honolulu Christian Church?
Yeah, so see, discipleship is interesting because when you hear the word discipleship, many people have different meanings for discipleship. In the Navigators, we look at discipleship as investing more so one-on-one with people. And I'll give you an analogy. You know, in a golf bag, there's many different clubs. And you got a driver, you got irons, you got wedges, and you got a putter. And we look at the driver as the big events. You're hitting the ball long and straight, and you that's what the driver does. That's like the big events, the evangelistic events. And then you got the irons, where the purpose of the irons is to get the ball on the green. Right, so I look at that as like small groups or Sunday school or care groups or life groups where you have a little smaller crowd where you can interact and have more connections. But I look at the putter as hitting the ball into the cup, and I look at that as one-on-one discipleship. Now the church needs all of these different clubs, and I'm finding that we do the driver pretty well, we do the irons pretty well. But what I see lacking in many churches is the putter. The one-on-one, life-on-life investing. And it just takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. It costs something to disciple someone or mentor someone on a personal life-on-life basis. And so, but that has been the model for us. And for me, because discipleship on a one-on-one basis has affected me so much more than anything else, that's the thing that we want to major on in our ministry.
As you're doing it generationally, we talk about it at Honolulu Christian Church. At the University of Hawaii, mm-hmm. How does that parallel?
Yeah, so...
And by the way, Ron, that was beautifully said.
Okay.
By comparison to golf.
It's like the Danny Amashiro golf tournament, right? But so when God says go and make disciples, as you know, it's as you go. So as you go to work, as you go to the social hall, as you go to school, you're making disciples. So I see it no different. When I'm on the college campus, we're trying to reach the lost and disciple them. When I go to the business world, same thing. I'm trying to share the gospel and disciple the saved. At church is the same thing. You know, we got a lot of people who just need help growing and maturing in their faith. And so I look at the small groups, the Sunday schools, as my fishing pond. Yes, we do teaching, we help discipleship in a group sense, but it's a fishing pond to see that one or two people that want to go deeper. And then I approach them one-on-one and say, hey, let's get a cup of coffee. And then we start to talk and see how we can mentor people on a one-to-one basis. So you need the small groups, you need the big evangelistic events, but you also need that putter that emphasizes that one-on-one relationship.
One of the things I appreciate, one of the many things I appreciate about you, Ron Kam, is how your discipleship life has been so deeply rooted for decade upon decade upon decade through those who have mentored you, mm-hmm. and through those whom you mentor. You live that, you speak about it, but it oozes from your life. You're listening to Ron Kam of the Navigators. You can find out more about the Navigators at navigators.org. When we come back in our final segment, of course, we'll share, as I typically long for us to share, in the time of prayer. Prayer for you, dear friend. The Lord knows where you are, what you're going through, what you need. And intercessory prayer for you is coming as the Lord hears and answers prayer. Are you going through a difficult time? The Lord knows. Is your heart broken? Are you worried? Are you stressed? The Lord knows. And together, Ron Kam and I, the Lord sends Ron to share his heart with you. Navigators.org, find out more to share the gospel and disciple people in all places. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life,
aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The Navigators. Man, I never heard about the Navigators before. Well, now you know. And you can find out more at navigators.org. Navigators include a wide variety of ministries and a broad family of missionaries, supporters, and volunteers. Ron Kam is with us. He's one of the leaders at the University of Hawaii, navigators.org. Ron, how do you perceive evangelism in light of discipleship?
Yeah, so evangelism is obviously one of the major spokes of the wheel, and we look at evangelism as not only the proclamation of the gospel, but the affirmation as well. And so it's not only sharing the good news, but living a life that is attractive to the unchurched people, that perhaps they will ask you, what is the reason of the hope that is in you? And so, you know, Jesus, he did live the life, but he also proclaimed the good news. And so you need both. So we do that on the college campus, in the business world, you know, spending time with the unchurched, carving out time is so important.
How has the Lord helped you, Ron, in difficult times?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, when I went to Japan, one of the most difficult times was when I left Hawaii, all the comforts, and went to a foreign country as a missionary with the Navigators. It was lonely. It was difficult. I went into the middle of winter from a hot tropical island. I didn't know anybody. I was part of this Navigator team that I had to grow to know. And you know what? In that difficulty, the foundations of the wheel really helped me through. I just pressed in my relationship with God. I would spend hours and hours in devotions with Jesus. And through the challenges of life there, I found that my relationship with God is so important. That devotion to Him, which my navigator mentor taught me as a young believer, how to spend time with Jesus, that has been the rock of and the foundation of my life when I go through challenges, as everyone else goes through challenges. So I would say that would be the first thing. The second thing I think was really helpful as I go through and still go through challenges is to know in your heart that God is a loving and good God. And He allows many circumstances to come into our lives to build our character, to build our faith. And knowing that is coming from a hand of a loving God really helps you to embrace the challenges of life and to trust Him for the next challenge that He will bring. So I would say it really comes down to our relationship with God that helps you to weather the challenges.
Speak about relationship with God. We talked about mentors and mentees. The richness, the greenery mm-hmm. of the relationship with God that you have. Describe that.
Well, you know, my mentors modeled that you can only minister out of the fullness of your relationship with God. And so they taught us, and I continue the practices of growing deeper and deeper in my walk with the Lord. And it's easy to be satisfied, like, you know, I know the word, or I pray. But the question is, do I have a deepening hunger, even in the basics of life, the word? One of my prayers in my weekly prayer journal is, Lord, help me to master the Bible and be mastered by it. Now, I will never master the Bible, but that's one of my prayers, is that God, get me deeper and deeper into your word. And so, you know, there's many avenues that we can be active participants in our own spiritual journey. Someone once said, you're just as spiritual as you want to be. You're just as spiritual as you want to be. So you take the word hand, where you got listening and reading and studying and memorizing and meditating upon the Bible. Those are great ways to get the Bible into your life. But the question is, how am I growing in these areas? Not just being content and satisfied with the status quo, but like Moses, to say, God, I want to see your glory. I want more of you. I want a deeper connection with you. And I think that is the life of a disciple who is a learner for life.
What do you believe, Ron, the Lord would have you say to someone who is going through their own struggle today?
Well, that's a great question. When I look back at my own spiritual journey, and this is why I tell the college kids, I tell them that there is no regrets when you follow Jesus. There is no regrets when you put Him first. And those who are struggling, those who are trying to find their way and trying to see if Jesus is that the way to life fulfillment, you know, because the world is offering so many things to them today. I would say that when I look back at my experience of being a believer for over 50 years, that there are no regrets. I tell my kids, there's no regrets when you put Christ first. It's like that, like the C.S. Lewis thought, where when you put Christ first, everything gets risen and raised to a higher level of significance. But when you put second and third and fourth things first, everything lowers. Because Jesus is like the tide. When the tide comes, all boats rise. And so putting Jesus first elevates every area of your life.
I appreciate your eloquence. You've turned my ears into eyes, Ron. A prayer. Will you pray for our dear listener right now who is struggling and who hears what you say and their hearts are open? Please.
Father, we thank you that you are the all-knowing and all-loving God. And Father, you know our every struggle, our every brokenness in our hearts. And Lord, somehow you use all of that to draw us to yourself. And Lord, I pray for those of us who are struggling, which are many. Father, I pray that in that brokenness state of being, that we would cry out to you and know that you are a God who cares, a God who desires us to know you and to find that you are sufficient for everything in life. So, Lord, I pray for those listening today that may be crying out to you, Lord. Father, I pray that you'd hear their cries and tears. And Lord, that you would reveal yourself to them in ways that only they would know. That you love them. That you have a plan and a purpose and a future for their lives. Because you do, Lord. And so we just give you honor and praise and glory because you deserve all of that. And we pray this in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As someone has received and heard the prayer, Ron Cam, a parting shot, as you've prayed for them, as the Lord has heard your prayer, the Lord knows them, a parting word of encouragement as we close today.
Well, you know, God surely has a plan and a purpose for your life. And I see it in my own life. I've seen it in my kids' life, that in the midst of the struggle, He is there. So trust Him. He can be trusted. And He can be a friend, a savior, and our sufficiency for everything. So I encourage you to just keep plugging into Jesus.
Heartfelt and encouraging words from Ron Cam. Ron, thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome. Lovely.
Dear friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And hey, if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I want to thank you in advance. 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Ron Cam, navigators.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and guest coordinator Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.